Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still
You Cannot Say, a song written, well, a poem written by Jay Hatter and then turned into a song, the singer and music writer Shout Evenshai. Love how that turned out. We listen to it almost every night when we open the shows. This is Deborah Lee, and you are listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are a radio group, poetry group, chat group that hangs out at allpoetry.com, a free site to write poetry. We are sponsored by the poet A.P. Taylor, and we are here just about every night of the week with different hosts, different topics. If you're a member of A Team of Voices or allpoetry.com, you can find us at the group tab. And in the chat room, we share the links to the show so that you can follow along. You're also welcome to participate. If you would like to call in, the number to reach us is 1-646-668-2837. Again, that's 1-646-668-2837. And again, we share the links and stuff in the chat room so that you can follow along. Now, tonight is the first night of new series I just started called The Color Series. And each Monday night, we will feature a board full of prompts that are a particular color, starting today with green. And I had all kinds of amazing pictures, and I can't wait to see what all the amazing poetry that comes from those pictures. On that note, I am going to open up the lines, and I love when this happens, but the first four people sitting in the studio right now is the amazing board members of A Team of Voices and our sponsor. We have, ladies first, Sweet Pea. Hey, Sweet.
Hello, Dottie.
Welcome
How
to the show.
Hello.
I'm hanging
Hi,
in there. Been a rough day. How you? Are you home?
Sorry. I am home. Yes, very much so.
And you sound like you had either you're not feeling well or you had such a great time you're losing your voice. Hopefully the latter.
I had such a great time that I kind of have a little bit of a cold because of it.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll take the mixture. That works. And my big brother, Hatter. Hey, Hatter, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Thank you, thank you.
And our sponsor and our other board member, Mr. A.P. Teller. Welcome to the show, A.P. Glad you're
How
here.
How are you there, Deb? Thank you.
I'm doing better now that the electricity's back on.
And
they even fixed, yeah, and they fixed the traffic light. And I haven't heard a fire alarm for a bit, so the winds are cooling down. Thank goodness.
Good work.
Drive you crazy out here. Anyway, back to the show. So you beat me to the studio, so does that mean you need to read and go?
Well, unless there are some that I need to read, Deb, I'm very happy to read a couple and hang out for half an hour or so, but I can't stick around the whole time.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. And my Sweet, are you trying to get some rest or are you hanging out or what's your plan?
Kind of like the other night when I was sleeping, the sooner I read, the better chance you have a voice.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you just said. Kind of like AP. About a half hour and you're going to go, is that?
I said I was
cool.
Bond with AP the other night, so the better chance I have a voice, the sooner I get to read.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to grab your poem right this minute, and you can kick us off while we can hear your voice doing it. So I'm grabbing that now, and I will be, if I can get somebody off my lap. Roscoe, get. Okay, here comes the link. Okay, you coat your throat and then show us what you brought.
All right. I brought you the Queen of Green, Queen of Green by Sweet Pea. The hem of her hunter green gown glided across the dew of a fresh morning. Dawn, drawing attention to her beauty. A teal sunrise highlighted angelic emerald eyes wrapped in hair of fire. Sunflowers swooned to the sachet of her hips as she journeyed upon her approach. Fairies and imps opened the doors between the realms and the Queen of Green inhaled the smell of sweet peas in the air and greeted the morning. Checkered board patterns of shamrocks and ivies weaved fairy tales and forever afters in four-leaf clover patterns. Across the triangular kaleidoscope view, she observed heartbreaks and lovers create storybook covers. Dance music played across time squared in all cultures. Raindrops tickled statues and patinations as they watch balls drop from high, scorching samba memories and bright whirling Mexican tequila lime. Grasshopper drinks sipped from the mossy day of the dead glasses, when swampland is decorated in shades of Mardi Gras peacock pride. Across the seas, the grayish-green storm begins to weep. Rain spanks the clouds and thunder rumbles back. Lightning blazes fire and snaps electrical aftershocks. Beware the sky of jade as it spins evil deeds of ghoulish death. She watched the soft seafoam waves, the Caribbean Sea bubble on soft white sands, tickling the feet of an old tourist who giggles, causing the ocean to roar and the winds to laugh. So the Queen of Green closes the door, for all is well between the realms of green or a life without color. And poem.
It's been a while since the dogs made it on the show. They wanted to make their comeback as well, just saying. But I'm glad you brought them.
I guess so. But I guess so. You had to say hello.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, it's been a while. Missed being on. But I'm trying to find, because when I've heard one, I always go and look and see what I wrote. And I wrote, as it spins death in all realms. And I noticed that I have it on a couple lists, which doesn't surprise me. But I'm trying to see if I can find that line in the poem. And, of course, I cannot, because that's what always happens. But anyway, your details are fabulous. And I like dance music played across Times Squared in all cultures. I love that, Times Squared. And grasshopper drink sipped from mossy day of the dead glasses. I mean, I love all the plays on words that you use there. And, I hear people talk about a grasshopper. I don't know if I've ever tasted one. The drink, I would never bite the bug. Well, never say never. But anyway, I think that this came out really cool. And so the Queen of Green closes a door for all as well between the realms of green or a life without color. And I couldn't even imagine a life without color. And for some people, it gets better. Who knew? But awesome poem. Let me get you some comments. Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, I tried to remember it. I don't think I had heard it before. Yeah, green's my favorite color. What was the part I liked? Between the realms of the Queen of Green inhaled the smell of sweet peas in the air and greeted the morning. Very royally, what's the word? Very majestic. I was waiting for the door to slam, and it never did. So get better.
Oh, boy. I hear you, Hatter. Cool comment. And AP, will you comment for Sweet before you read yours, please?
Surely. And that was a great comment, Hatter, because that was exactly my thinking. I was just waiting for that green octopus or stingray to come up and sort of out of the blue sort of dispatch the queen in some sort of intricate yet quite violent sort of move. And it didn't happen. And I was like, Jesus, no UFO, no alien, no cow, nothing darkly green that's gone and violently sort of done something that would have meant blood went all over the place and contrasted, and then there was a colorblind joke. But no, I really liked it, Sweet. I did. I love the description. It's beautifully done, even if it was a little bit unsweet-like. Not quite
sour. Sorry, no exorcist puke green came out of her nose. Nothing like that.
No! Oh, that's where I was going.
Yeah, I don't know.
Led me there. But no, I did like it. Anyway.
Thank you.
Okay. I am going to my poem, which is Villanelle. I think my next book will be Palindromes and Quaterns and Shapes and stuff. And so I actually worked out a title for the book. You know, if it's about palindromes, quaterns, villanelles, and shapes, it can be Mind Your P's, Q's, and Shaped V's. Anyway, that's a little bit side point, but this is a villanelle. This is green, but not thyme, a villanelle. And it goes a little bit like this. Just with lemon would be a crime on noodle dishes taste complete. Instead, use the smallest squeeze of lime. Upon walls where bright shades are prime, on walks or floor spaces concrete, just with lemon would be a crime. In cocktails where essence must rhyme, the colour and zest make up for sweet. Instead, use the smallest squeeze of lime. Clear as a bell, flavours will chime, often contrast red chilli's heat. Just with lemon would be a crime. For household cleaning removes grime, many moulds or nasties can beat. Instead, use the smallest squeeze of lime. A presence when sliced every time, refreshing when appears, repeat. Just with lemon would be a crime. Instead, use the smallest squeeze of lime. In pot.
Awesome. You know, I like how you gave all the different scenarios and then just made it as simple as just use that piece of lime. Instead, just with lemon would be a crime. I mean, the rhyming's really cool. And I had wondered if the lime, the cleaning with lime, household cleaning was true, to which you said yes. And I think that it's really cool how you twisted it around. You did this villanelle, which isn't exactly an easy poem, and taught something in there too. And again, the fact that each time it was just, you know, with lemon, it could be a crime. You're really good at these. You have quite a few, too. Thank you much.
Yes, this is number 32, Deb. So, yeah, thank you.
And my sweet, what do you think?
I was looking for coconut, but I'm all right with the lime. I loved it. I love the zest and color and zest make up for sweet. Instead, use a smaller squeeze of lime. I like lime. I like noodle dishes and all the ways you can use lime. Always an education with you there, AP, not just with what the subject is, but especially what the type of the poem is and trying to figure out how to do these. This is one I have not attempted because I just don't quite know how to do it. But the complexities of it are pretty intense for me. So I always like when you do these. Other than the perfect rhyme and perfect whatever else you do, the complexity of this form always gets to me too.
Thanks. Sweet. I'm sure you've got a villanelle or vibe in you, I'm sure.
Well, I have to work on it, but I'll get there one of these days.
Villanelle or five. Okay, Hunter, what do you think?
Yeah, I sort of understand the change the lemon to the lime, but lemons for one thing. Limes for licking the salt off of the belly of a girl on the bar and taking a shot of tequila. Don't get it mixed up.
That'd be a different form, Hatter, because you need a six first. But, yeah, no, fair enough.
Well, that's your body shot. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. No, I dig.
Right, ladies?
No. Body shot?
So good, Hatter.
Laying on the bar, put salt around your belly button.
I didn't say I didn't know what it was. I just said body shot. It was sort of along the lines of pleading the fifth. You don't hear Sweet yelling out either, do you? What I was thinking is that
he has no comment.
Yep. What happens stays. Anyhow, now,
yep.
I think I have two possibly three that I could have you read, AP, depending on Hatter. Hatter, yeah. Are you reading a poem, or?
Yeah, I put one on there.
But are you reading it, or is AP?
Yeah, I can. Oh, I don't care. He can read it. Yeah, be better.
Okay, then AP, start with Hatter's, please.
I will. This is A Clover of Four by Jay Hatter, and it goes a little bit like this. He thought he could be a celebrity when invited to the Queen's royal home. So to impress his queen, he made sure to be seen with a gift to present her to the throne. A dormouse to send, as he knew at a trend to be tardy, as he's known to be late. So he went out to find something one of a kind, something his queen might think was great. In search of a wand from an old leprechaun, he found no gift for his queen. Then there on the ground, with his head hanging down, he couldn't believe what he'd seen. If he'd only thought to look in the shamrocks, there was one that stood out in the grass. Picked with some tweezers, he knew this would please her, a clover in a shiny bright vase. Wrapped in a box with tamper-proof locks, he went to deliver his find. For you, my love, it fell from above. Your heart I would love to be mine. Curious she was, and it was all because she'd ne'er seen one before. Down on one knee, I hope this will please. For you, I give this clover a four. Good luck, you'll see, for the rest of history, but your hand you must give to me. Gave him a lookie like he was some kind of rookie, and said, I like my clovers in threes. When he stared, started to leave, his queen starts to sneeze, and swore she'd give him what for. How could he know when the wind starts to blow? She was allergic to anything for. End poem.
Thank you.
Awesome read. I remember this one, Hatter. I mean, this one was like so easy to read for you. It was like perfect. Like I wrote down a whole bunch of lines in this one. For you, my love, it fell from above. Your heart, I would love to be mine. Curious she was. It was all because she had never seen one before. And I also wrote down on one knee, I said anxiously, for you, a clover of four. I really, really love where you took this. And just so that everyone knows, Hatter actually took that picture. He took both of them, in the ones in his poem. But he had sent it to me, and I slipped it in with the green art and didn't tell him I was using it. And I was blown away by the fact that Hatter chose his own photograph. So I thought that was so cool. But I'm glad you brought this, Hatter. It's awesome. What did you think, AP?
It's a terrific story. To the green of the clover, and it's beautifully rhymed. It's got lovely assonance as well. So it's not only rhyme, but the way the syllables work together is beautiful. Just a lovely classic sort of had a piece of storytelling. Lovely piece.
Thank you, AP. Thanks for reading it.
Pleasure.
Awesome comment. And my sweet.
Oh, this is Jay Hatter smiles waiting to happen. I mean, whoever reads it's just going to smile ear to ear. It's perfect rhyme. It's perfect cadence. It's just a lovely story. And, of course, it leaves my big old, tough, angry man heartbroken with a little giggle at the end. And, that angry marshmallow there has got to give it to the queen.
Got to hide the anger. It's there.
Awesome comment. So, sweet, did you happen to see the note I sent to your inbox?
After I love you.
Yes, after that one.
Okay. No, but I will go look at it.
Okay, And I'm going to grab the one by Lockdown Larks so that I don't hold AP up too long. I have this one, and I don't remember the other one, but I'm going to grab it. And AP,
got it.
Please.
Yeah, got it. Here we go. This is A Green Eternity by Lockdown Larks, and it goes a little bit like this. Sent by Emperor on his life's quest, so travels a young samurai, suddenly lost in a raging tempest. A humble cottage catches his eye. A welcoming host within this place, father, mother, and their daughter. She's of beauty, great beauty and grace, as a green willow beside water. Exchanging poetry, the two see their kindred spirit is one to share, both seeing the same destiny. A vow to each other they swear. Happy years pass, then one day she gasps in pain, falling into his arms. Her being is linked to a willow's sway. Someone is cutting down its charms. She is gone, her robe falls to the ground, the samurai rails at his cruel blow. So he visits where she was first found. No cottage, just stumps of green willow. Then he sees one green shoot. He stays to tend it and sing. Before long, his endeavours bear fruit, grows into a fine sapling. His vigil maintained until he dies, leaves restful music as if they know. The sapling sends a seed where he lies, rooted forever, with his green willow. End poem.
Great read. Thank you very much. And wow, talk about an excellent rhyming poem. The story, the rhyme, the details. I like in stanza three, exchanging poetry, the two see their kindred spirit is one to share, both seeing the same destiny, a vow to each other, they swear. It's just very powerfully emotional. And like I said, all the way through, great rhyme. It's A, B, A, B, A, B. Yeah. But at the end there, his vigil maintained until he dies, leaves Russell music as if they know the sapling sends a seed where he lies rooted forever with his green willow. I absolutely love that last line, rooted forever with his green willow. And I should have put the picture up because it's really a cool picture. And to put the romantic flair on this art was quite brilliant. So I am putting it on the board right now because it just fits. And it's something that he had, but it just goes perfectly. So just take a peek at the board and you'll see that, you know, with his willow. Anyway, I thought it was a captivating write and my new favorite by Lark. AP, what do you think?
It was really well done. I love, like you, the use of the AB rhyme. I love where he finished with the willow. I loved how he incorporated the trees and the connection and the greens and the colours. I think he did a fantastic job on this one, Pip.
Awesome comment. And Hatter?
Yeah, this shows Lars' talent. I mean, it's an AB all the way through and a strong storyline stayed together. And he started very well and ended it just as good. Yeah, I mean, you can see why he saved it, deservingly so. Very good.
Awesome comment, Hatter. And, Sweet, will you comment and then tell us what's happening on your show Thursday before I have AP read one more before he goes, please?
Absolutely. I thought this was the beauty of forever love is manifested in his imagery and literally his metaphorical genius shows. I mean, it's emotional and hard-hitting. It's just got that love story from beginning to end, and I really enjoyed it. And like you said, I think it's got to be one of my favorite of Locked On Larks. It's really stunning. Really, really enjoyed it. And for my show on Thursday is the Dark Skies Fantasy of the St. Patrick's Day. So what I'm looking for is anything that you want to write about, imps and fairies and leprechauns, and what's that, the lore of the pot of gold, or what's behind the rainbows. It doesn't, you know, anything. And there will be another thing that I'm going to be sending out special invitations. So look for that from me. There's a little bit of dark sky in this show. So look for special messages from me. That's about what I'm going to say. That's
all
very
right.
Intriguing.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, and it's at a special time. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A little earlier than I do my show.
Uh-huh. That actually works for me. Cool. Anyway, all right. Now, let me see here. We'll post the rest of the show shortly. I just wanted Sweet to be able to go when she needed to. And AP, I'm not sure if Linda's going to call, and I thought you might have some fun reading this one. So if you would do this last one for me, I'd appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure, sure, sure. I was reading this one before, actually, because it's kind of fun. This is Kermit by Liquid Damage, and it goes a little bit like this. My name is Kermit the Frog. I live in a pond on a log. I have many merits. I love eating carrots and occasionally flies in my grog. I am green. What color are you? I have some friends that are blue. Some that are red. Yes, that's what I said. And some that are purplish hue. I am quite silly, they say. I know that I like to play. I'll tickle your toes and pick your cute nose. Kink boogers I put on display. In the pond of my friends I do sing. Ribbit ribbit is what I do bring. When I sing high and loud, it gathers a crowd, and that crowd is ready to swing. My significant other's a pig, thinking she's really big. She's pretty cute, but also a brute, and she wears a big bow and a wig. Miss Piggy, that's her name. You'd know her from Sesame Street fame. She is a puppet who loves writing sonnets, and most call her a pretty cool dame. Back to me, though. I'm the one who came here to have fun. I'll tickle your tummy, because that's kind of funny, then tickle some more when I'm done. Now, I've got a joke you must hear. I'll tell you while you drink a beer. It's clever and fun, and when I'm done, you'll laugh to your eyes, cries some tears. Frog goes into a bar room. Bartender hands him a broom. Hey, I'm not a sweeper. I'm just here to drink beer and eat a few of these shrooms. Now, if that made you laugh, think of a purple giraffe. He's doing a jig with my girlfriend the pig, and they just both fell on their ass. I've got one more thing to say. I love you forever and a day. You're all just so pretty, which does rhyme with shitty, and ends my poem today. Bye, folks. End poem.
That was too cool. And you read that one like you have read it 6,000 times. It was that flawless. She, you know, I keep telling her that she's got to write children's stuff. Well, maybe not this one because of a few of the words, but she just, her storytelling and the funness and... It's just, she's really, really good at it. I'm going to have to keep bugging her. But each stanza I love. The second one, I am green, what color are you? I have some friends that are blue, some that are red. Yes, that's what I said, and some that are purplish hue. Oh, I'm one of those purplish friends. But, no, between her rhyme, her flow, the fun, the pig, I mean, everything about it. You'll laugh till you cry some tears. That's when you know something is funny, when you're crying so hard you can't, I mean, laughing so hard you can't stop laughing and tears are coming from your eyes, you know that that was hysterical. So I just love where she took this. If she happens to call in, I'll have her read it again. But like I said, I thought you would have fun with this one, so I appreciate you reading it. Will you comment for it before you go?
I will. I just thought it was, look, it's a real gift, Deb, to write, be able to write comedy and to be able to tell a story at the same time. It's just really super clever. And Liquid Damage does a It is a fine storyteller. She really is. She's a great teller of stories. And once she gets her rhythm and she picks it up, she just goes along for the ride, you know, like a race car down the track. And that was the way I read it, and it was huge fun. Really enjoyed it, Deb.
Awesome comment. I will push your show, and I appreciate you reading for me, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Not a problem at all. And I will catch you back. Thanks to you, and bye, sweet, and bye, Hannah.
Have a great evening.
What?
And
well, thank
you. Hatter, what do you think?
Oh, you're right. She needs to have these things put together and for a children's book. And then maybe a children PGG or something. She's just consistent with her rhyme, and her storylines are always funny. Yeah, I'm jealous sometimes. And that's how you got to do comedy. If you're trying to do comedy, everybody sort of shies away comedy. They can't write comedy. What you got to do is just let loose. Write some nonsensical lines that make sense to you. Then go back and tweak it. You'll find something in there to either the storyline or how you want to end it or something. It's just a creative process.
This is true.
In comedy.
Great comment. What do you think, sweet?
I adore Linda. I agree with the children's book. I have a list of poems that are for Murphy, and she's even written a poem for Murphy about Murphy, and it's just fabulous. I also believe that she can write the adult children's book, just have to flip the book upside down for the adult side and the other side around for the children's side. It could just be the upside down of life. And I think it should be done because she can entertain both. I just think she has that much talent, and this is just showing her talent in both ways.
Fabulous comment. Appreciate that. And that's very sweet that she wrote. Too cool. All right. Sweet, just in case you have to go, I really hope you feel better, hon. And I put Angel's poem on the board, and I'm going to read for her now. So, Hatter, tell me when you see it.
Okay. Okay, go. Got it.
Okay, this is called Spring by Heavenly Angel, and it's a multi-award-winning poem before I say the first word. Of course. Here we go. It's an acrostic. Spring, warmth, birds singing, flowers blooming, peaceful afternoon spent with a picnic in the park, refreshing breezes, the smell of fresh grass, soothing. Indescribable feeling within my heart. Newness of life all around. Nature reborn. God's handiwork evident everywhere I look. End poem. And there's another one where I almost said amen instead of poem. A very beautiful acrostic. And one of the awards that she has there for it is gold, and it's easy to see why. It's just six lines, and those lines are packed with some of the beauty from spring. Great share, Angel, and as always, it's my honor to be your reader. Hatter, what you think?
Yeah, just the hallmark. She's a hallmark writer, and that's the green, the up on the farm, the pastures, goes into the woods that I love so much, being my favorite color. Yeah, it does, never fails.
Fantastic comment. And sweet, what'd you think?
I think it's beautiful, and I love the acoustics of it. Heavenly Angel always just kind of brings you to that place of serenity. And, you know, she does it again, especially for me. Sometimes I'll go back and read some of the stuff she's written or I've commented on just because I might be in chaos. And she has this way of using words or taking love and bringing you to a place of, like I said, serenity or peace or really reminding you that love is a true gift. And sometimes in my world, I need that. So I really appreciate a lot of what she writes.
Awesome comment. Oh. Okay, let's see here. I know there's a couple. Where's my board? Okay, here we go. I know there's a couple recordings. So what I think I'll do, because I have Gerald and Phil's and mine, so I will put up Gerald's so that we can listen to his, and then I'll do mine in between he and Phil so that it's not all the same voice. And click on Gerald's as soon as you see it. I love the picture he chose. I think that when Ivy starts covering everything the way this is in this picture, I think it's just such a beautiful old world. One day when we're all gone, that's how nature's going to start taking things back, but it'll look really pretty while they're doing it. Okay, you guys see the link?
Yep.
Ready, Hatter? Okay. And here we go.
Living in the Manse, written and read by Gerald Green. You look upon my house with the lust of a teenage lover, feelings driving dusky thoughts, suppressing truth about what lies beneath. What could be hidden from the eyes of the innocent? Its heavy coat of green draws in the weak with money's collar. Green becomes the goal of pursuit, the signet of success, covering this place where I, yes, I reside behind closed doors, concealing the truth of what you do not know. Underneath what you revere lie mysteries that own the night. Their grip surrounds the manse with vines that can't be cut by human strength or divination's call. I wait for daylight's release before I leave my room, fearful of what might be about as fissures grow between old beams and drafts move freely through vacant rooms. To hear a sudden creak that wakens in the night is no small thing. To feel a wisp of air brush against exposed skin while on one's knees is no happenstance. This place you covet has you in its sights, drawing you with its power, hoping you will follow in my footsteps and place the collar upon your vulnerable neck and hold the great book in your puny hands. But only I know of what it is and does to loneliness and courage that weeps when living inside this overcoat of green.
Of course, I cough just as it's time to talk. I like where he took this. I like, you look upon my house with the lust of a teenage lover. And it's funny because it was the first thing I said. I really love this place, you know. So I like the way he worded that. Its heavy coat of green draws in the weak with money's color. Green becomes the goal of pursuit, the signet of success. It's like he went in another direction there, and I thought that was really, really cool. I wasn't expecting him to talk about money. Yes, I reside behind closed doors, concealing the truth of what you do not know. And I'm like, uh-oh. Excuse me. I got to find my inhaler. Sweet, will you comment?
Absolutely. I think that he does a great job at kind of telling the secrets, looking into, you know, what happened. I love the idea of the place you covet has you in its sights, drawing you in with its power, hoping you will follow in my footsteps and place the collar upon your vulnerable neck and hold the great book in your puny hand. You know, as if to say, you are nothing. You're just a little tiny clink in my armor. This whole idea of he knows all of the treasures and where they lie and every nook and cranny of his building or in his body, in his great masses. It's kind of like one of my favorite castles, obviously, Neuschwanstein. There's so much in that huge castle. You're never going to find all of its trade secrets, but people pursue it, thinking there's maps or hidden gold or jewelry that somebody forgot, and they're always trying to go against it. I love how he also talks about the darkness of the castle. Like, in the night, nothing is small. Every creak and everything, something is there. And drafts move freely through the vacant rooms. Can you imagine being in anything and you can hear the wind and thinking it's somebody there or somebody there? I don't like that in my tiny little house. I can't imagine, like, these vortexes of wind in these big open rooms. It's kind of scary and, like, actually very kind of cool. Everybody wants to go tour a castle or live in a castle, but I'm not so sure I want to. How are your thoughts?
Yeah, castles are not a place that's livable. I remember an interview with these two girls that grew up in this castle, and they said no matter what time of year, to go to the West Wing, they had to wear their coats, even when it was summertime. The dress and the ivy. I love pictures like this, but that's the worst thing that could happen to your house. They will split your beams. It will split stones. It will lift up patios and foundations. Creeping ivy. But what a beautiful picture, and the right solid. Very good, Jerry. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank
you,
guys. Thank you, sweet. I appreciate that. And great comment, Hatter. Sorry about that, Gerald. Lost it for a minute there. And I'll finish writing my comment. Okay, so I put my brevity on the board. If I can find the board again, I will read that one. There it is. Okay. And my poem is called Green's Crawl Back, Blanketing the Wooded Scene. And here we go. Tempestuous winds roar and shrouds spiral by, plowing by sassafras trunks and scarlet oak trees. Now hickory branches swing neath the graying sky as naked treetops dip and curtsy for the breeze. Cattail reeds and swamp grass clumps do-si-do, square dancing on the muddy banks of the creek. Colors stipple the shore as wetland mosses grow, and the fern, chestnut, and laurel spouts peak. Grasshopper sparrows duck into ivy-covered brush, marked in brown shades but splotched with citrine. Birds nest, and the chirps, rattles, and whistles hush. Then greens crawl back, blanketing the wooded scene. And poem.
Deb, this is a lovely, lovely poem. As always, I love your use of color. And I like the birds in this one. You've got You don't usually use a lot of the birds. At least I've never really paid attention. Maybe you do, but I don't remember it. Trying to look for my favorite line, as always. This one I've got a lot in. I don't want to take them all, even though there's nobody here to compete with me. Your picture is gorgeous, but I like grasshopper sparrows ducked into ivory-covered brush, marked in brown shades, but splotched. Birds nest and chirps, rattles and whistles hush, and greens crawl back, blaking the wood scene. Really like the bird nest. I also like cattail reeds and swamp grass clumps, and I like square dancing. I just think you have a lot of things in here that I really like. I do like the square dancing, too. Well, here I'm going to keep going. But, yeah, I like everything in here. I like how you just made that picture come alive. But, yeah, I think it's gorgeous, as always. Hatter, your thoughts?
Yeah, very green, green, green. Yeah, you pointed out the one, cattail reeds and swamp grass clumps. That's a catchy phrase. Cattail reeds and swamp grass clumps. The square dancing. That must have been. Was this a pre-write?
Nope.
It reminds me of the cowboy ones. Remember when you had all those the sexy girls in the barns that I never saw when I was on a farm.
I don't know, Adder. No, I don't know.
Well, squared. It was very good.
Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to grab Phil's and put his on, and I will push play. And then after his poem, I'll tell you what's up the rest of the week on the shows and give you a link for next week's color, which is pink. Okay. Hatter, do you see Phil's poem?
Yep, I do.
All right, then I'll push play. And, sweet, I already snuck you the link for pink color. Here we go.
Thank you.
In your inbox.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called A Caterpillar's Dream. Beneath a flourishing twig, a caterpillar does ponder. Utters a sigh and asks, why am I not beautiful? Tears fall down his green cheeks like an insect's waterfall. Time will tell of the transformation he will go under. Every day he hungrily munches on the cabbage leaf, right up until the time comes and the change is complete. Force of nature shows that the caterpillar's life is rather brief. Loose from the thread, he sees the beauty and begins to weep. He yells, I'm beautiful, as his painted wings start to beat. End poem.
Ah. A really cool brevity here. A caterpillar's dream. I didn't dig out the picture, but it's just a big picture of a green caterpillar, and I like how he went for the dream here. And the third line, tears fall down his green cheeks like an insect's waterfall. I thought that was a cool metaphor. Time will tell the transformation he will go under. Every day he hungrily munches on his cabbage leaf, and I think there's a bit of anticipation for the transformation there. And, of course, you know, butterflies come from the caterpillars. So the ending there yells, I'm beautiful, and his painted wings start to beat, and you could almost see a pretty butterfly. And I liked that it was his dream, like he dreamt that he turned from his squiggly self to a flying work of art. I think that this came out cool, and it's got like it's uplifting. Great share, Phil. Thank you so much. What you think, sweet?
I think that in each stage of life we are beautiful, but sadly we rarely see it when we need to the most. Because even butterflies or even caterpillars are beautiful because they always have the butterfly within them.
Great comment. And Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, beautiful, right? We take for granted what that whole thing. It's one of nature's oddest things is the metamorphosis of a caterpillar to a butterfly or a moth. And you're right, we don't get to see it much after we graduate from elementary school. You have them in your class. Long live the monarch. It was very good, Phil. Thank you.
I'll second that. Long live the monarch, for sure. Okay, now, I would like to have Hatter tell us what's happening tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern.
At 9 Eastern, we're going to visit the group Chicago Transit Authority, where they began the tragedies of what happened to the band at some point and their success. So tomorrow, Chicago, call in if you want to be a part. Tell us if you remember memories of Chicago. It's a group that I did get to see when I was young. Saw them in concert. One of the few bands, rock bands, that have horns, a whole horn section in it. And different sound.
All right. And on Wednesday, it is Sky Darkholm's night, usually around 9 o'clock. And for Sky this month, it is Musical March. So she's featuring different musicals, and Wednesday night she will be featuring Sweeney Todd from 2007. And she's got a whole bunch of musical props. So you just thumb through and see which one appeals to you, and you can use that to inspire your muse. I'm sure she would love to hear from you. And as Sweet said earlier, be on the lookout for a special invitation for Thursday night on early this week at 9 p.m. Eastern. Excuse me. And then on Friday night, it is open poetry on the Liquid Damage Lounge with Linda and Carmine. So that is at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have open poetry with A.P. Taylor. And if any of the shows are if you're interested in any of those shows, you'll find each topic on the board listed by date, and you can put your link for the poem there. I'm sorry?
I have Sunday night show. It's just not up yet.
Ah. Do you know what it is, or should I go general? Oh,
I will actually. Sunday night is a drunken party, St. Patty's Day drunken party with a little bit of thievery. So it is a combination of it's just going to be a party night, and we have a drunken thievery, and there will be more instructions to come. So, it's going to be a little bit of a St. Paul. Yeah.
Bring a bell.
More instructions. Yeah, bring a bell. But, we've got a wild thief, a party, but it's going to be drunken St. Patty's Day. So come along, let's have some fun. but there's a bit of a thievery going on. So, going to be a party, guys.
Sounds interesting.
Oh,
sounds a bit interesting. And that brings us back to Monday night for the color series. Again, next week is pink. The link is on the board, so you can grab your favorite art before someone else does. And on that note, I would like to tell everyone about a song that's called Leave the Light On. And this song is by the singer Papa Roach. And the reason that I bring this up is because every time this song comes on the radio or someone clicks on it on YouTube or uploads it or downloads it or streams it or whatever they do, there's a donation made to suicide prevention. And I think that that's a really amazing thing that they dedicated this song to suicide prevention and that they're putting their money where their mouth is. So on that note, I'm going to say thank you to everyone, my board, Sweet Pea Hatter and AP Taylor. And I want to thank Lockdown Larks and Angel and Gerald and Bill and Sweet and Linda and Hatter and AP. I appreciate you all. And I really think that if you get a chance, you should go on YouTube and click play so that they keep making donations to suicide prevention. Again, it's Papa Roach, and the song's called Leave the Light On. Love and respect, everyone. I appreciate
love
you.
Love and respect. Appreciate you, Deb.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dry bones rattling, a lonely soul slipped and fell into a deep black hole. I can tell you're lost, I'm here for you. Wildfires burning you down to stone, blind eyes turning from a world so cold. A million miles apart within my reach. Not like me to worry when I see you fading in the dark. I'll leave a light on for you. Through the long night I will be right there for you. If you drift too far, following an endless drought to wash away the remnants of all your doubt. I hope that you'll see me looking out. Through the
And if you're out there and you need someone to talk to, just dial 988 from your cell phone. That'll take you to the suicide prevention line, and there's always someone there to listen. You could also dial 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Let's all leave the light on. Click the link. It gets them a donation. Love and respect, everyone. Good night.